Mr. Vice President, Ukraine shares the assessment of the working group that young women and girls experience unique challenges to fulfillment of their rights rooted in many factors, including armed conflict and displacement. Ukrainian women have been at the forefront of countering Russian aggression in Ukraine since 2014. Today, they continue to be a backbone of the Ukrainian resistance to the Russian occupiers. Women volunteer to mobilize humanitarian aid, provide medical assistance, set up field kitchens, and join local civilian protection units. Women make up 15% of the military force in Ukraine, defending our and your rights and freedoms. We share the concern of the UN Commission on the Status of Women on the situation of all women and girls, especially pregnant women, nursing mothers, older women, HIV-positive, indigenous women and women and girls with disabilities who are facing increased vulnerability in the face of Russia's continued attacks. Millions of Ukrainian women and young girls became exposed to war crimes in forms of gender-based violence, arbitrary killings, rape and trafficking. Forced to flee their country overnight, the women of Ukraine had no other choice than to start their lives from the beginning. The others, less fortunate, in violation of human rights and humanitarian law, have been forcefully transferred to Russia, where they will face exacerbated gender inequalities. We hope that the plight of Ukraine's women faced with the Russian aggression will continue to be at the center of attention of human rights mechanisms and encourage the working group to prioritize them in its further activities. I thank you.